Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hello and welcome to Healthcare IT Today. I'm excited to be here with Liz and Chetan from Open Notes. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Liz, we go back way, way back in the past, Twitter friends.
Yes.
Long ago.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Now in-person friends.
That is true. It's so great to see you in person.
It is.
Like, as opposed to your little bubble and, of
an
icon.
Yeah, avatars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
No.
This is more fun.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm excited to learn more about some of the exciting things you're doing with Open Notes.
Yeah, absolutely. So Open Notes, for those who don't know, we're basically a program inside of an academic medical center, which is Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And for the last 11 years, we've been studying what happens when patients have access, full transparency to their own doctor's notes. And there's a ton of research in the Open Notes space that's been going on over those years. And more than 100 published studies that basically say too long didn't read, but patients benefit when they can actually see what their doctors are writing, more likely to take care of themselves, follow the next steps, basically comply with what their doctors are saying, which is not a cool way to do it. But basically, when patients read their notes, they understand why they're being asked to do these things. And Chetan is actually was reason we've been working with Chetan for so many years is he was an implementer of Open Notes back at Stanford Children's, who we've known him for quite a long time.
Excellent. Chetan, talk about your implementation of Open Notes. What's your work been like there?
Yeah, so really excited to be joining you in this conversation, Colin. Also, long time Twitter connection when I was a medical student, just exploring the world of social media. You were one of the first bright lights that I found. And then Liz shortly after that. So I'm a pediatrician, and I became a pediatrician because I'm also a pediatric patient. And through that journey, I've been really interested in how we develop technology and systems to better involve children in their care. And as I went through my training and trained as an informatician at Stanford, I got connected with Liz and Tom Delbanco and the whole Open Notes crew, and was like, this is the greatest innovation that we need to implement. And so about 6-7 years ago, I led one of the first pediatric implementation of Open Notes at Stanford Children's. And in the pediatric space, there's some additional complexity to keep in mind, because it's not just the patient might be reading their notes, but it's also their parents. And there's sometimes complexity around adolescents needing privacy and space around certain topics. And so that's where I have a lot of experience getting into the nuance of Open Notes implementation in that space. And since that time, I've also been working in the digital health industry, getting a lot of experience with all the cool new technologies like AI. And I'm now excited to be working more with Open Notes and exploring what is ahead.
I just realized I buried the lead completely about like what cool new things are happening at Open Notes. So we've been doing research, academic research, partnering with different health systems around the country about, you know, their implementation of Open Notes across the country. And really, Open Notes is a non-technological concept. It's just about transparency and open communications between doctors and patients. Mm-hmm. But a lot has changed, in 2021, the 21st Century Cures Act information blocking rule, which I imagine your viewers might be familiar with this concept, basically made it a law throughout the US that all people should have immediate access to all of the information in their medical records. Mm-hmm. So that could be test results, lab results, as well as their full on Open Notes or their progress notes. And so us at the Open Notes team were like, yay, we won. Everybody is reading their notes now. But we actually realized there was more to do. And so now we're really focused on, there is this thing going on around generative AI and how AI is being used in healthcare. And really we are now announcing that the new Open Notes lab, where we want to basically figure out where we're studying the intersection where between patients and AI, where those two meet.
And so tell me more about this lab, because mm-hmm. that is part of the announcement.
Yeah.
What is this lab actually going to do in terms of study and research in that sort of area between patients and AI?
So I'll answer the first part, okay. And then I'm going to hand it over to Chetan for the second part. So okay. The first part is like, as Open Notes, the researchers, we're based at, again, Beth Israel Deaconess, affiliate with Harvard Medical School. We've been doing research for more than 12 years.
Right.
So we're actually trusted in the healthcare space to do quality research. And so we want to partner with, perhaps for the first time, developers of technology, and do some sort of like really, and we're, you know, being very careful about who we're choosing to partner with. But for years, people have been wanting to partner with us in the design of their new technologies and innovations. We've kind of given them a hard no, which okay. is weird. You're like, oh, it sounds cool, but we do not want conflicts of interest, because we needed people to trust that the research around open progress notes was legitimate and not influenced by any third parties. Well, now that the law of the land says people can have access to the information, we realize that there's more opportunities to kind of explore in the AI space. So we're like, all right, I guess we're now going to have conflicts of interest, but we're going to be really careful about who we're starting to partner with. Not all of us. We've got a lot of research rock stars on our team, but we're not experts necessarily in AI and generative AI and all of the technologies. So we now know our team needs to include a number of different voices who can bring that expertise. And so Dr. Sarabiru over here is part of that team, and he's kind of got a vision for some of the things we're going to be exploring that are really cool. And so I'll hand it over to him.
All right, let's hear about these cool things. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I think we're in this very exciting new transformative era where generative AI is set to change so many aspects of care, from documentation to messaging. And when we really think about it at the human level, there's healthcare is about these conversations. It's about trusted relationships between clinicians, patients, caretakers, caregivers. And we now have this technology that can actually help to elevate the human connection and voice. And it's been a long frustration of clinicians and patients where technology like the EMR has been in place over the last 10, 20 years, and even longer in some instances. But that technology has often gotten in the way, where doctors and other clinicians have had to turn away and type and not look at the patients, and patients also in being able to understand and access information. While there's been a lot of progress made, it's still a little bit cumbersome and clunky. And now we have this exciting opportunity where there are companies developing things like ambient documentation, where you have an AI tool in the room listening to the conversation, right. And it's able to generate the note. Notes. It can generate the notes for doctors, but it can also generate useful information for patients around what patients may need to know. That could be tailored to them in specific patient-friendly language, being able to translate into non-English languages. And so that's just the beginning of what's really possible here. And it's not just that this technology is going to offer this new way of interaction, but it's also raises a lot of fundamental new questions of what does it mean for trust and communication when AI is another body, another actor in the room. And so there's a lot of excitement around the healthcare system that we can and want to get to that's truly patient-centric. But there's a lot of questions along the way of how we get there. And that's why the Open Notes Lab is here and excited to explore and develop.
So I heard you say that it's not an open lab in the sense that anyone can join. It sounds like you're being very selective on who you're going to join. What is some of the output that you're expecting or that we can expect from the lab over the next little bit? Are these reports? Are these studies? What's some of that stuff that's going to come out of the lab?
First, I'll say we're open to the idea of partnering with many different groups okay. of people, or actually like mapping out like who are the key constituents that we want to serve as part of this lab. So working with technology partners that they've always been beating down the door to work with us. So it's like, all okay, right. Who is this? But also like making sure this lab is co-designed and the type of research questions we're asking are really meaningful to clinicians. A lot of folks are focusing in that area, but also meaningful to patients. And Open Notes has this long track record and good history of partnering with patients in the co-design of our work. And when we ask a research question, it's not just because we want to have fun with that research question. It's also like, is this meaningful to people? So what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, there's a range of possibilities. This is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we are talking about being able to develop, co-develop these new technologies with patient partners and tech partners, bringing them together, evaluating these new technologies. And that could be in line with the tech companies, but also health systems that are trying to figure out how do they work with all this new AI technology that's coming in, in many different aspects. There's the opportunity to also help to guide and inform not only health systems, but policymakers and other kind of third-party organizations that are looking at the safety of AI and making sure that these AI systems do well by patients, looking at some of the ethical concerns that are raised. So it's a whole range of opportunity. We're just at the start and excited to hear what ideas people want to bring to us. Mm-hmm. And we'll be excited to share more of what we're going to be developing.
We've launched a new page on our website, opennotes.org/lab, and it has more background information of what are we thinking about, what are our main goals, and early goals. And then the lab director is Dr. Kate DeRoche, who runs Open Notes. So she's our interim lab director until we figure out who's that right person to run the whole lab. And then we're right now building out our board of advisors, our advisory board, with Dr. John Halamka from the Mayo Clinic is a number one advisor. And then we're actually, we'll be announcing over the next couple of weeks more people along the way, like these real rock stars in healthcare who've been champions of Open Notes and transparency over the years. We are so excited to have them essentially be our force ghosts as we go out into the world and, be Jedis for Open Notes.
This sounds very exciting. I can't wait for some of these new answers to come through.
Thank you for obliging me with my Star Wars references. So.
I love it. Come on, we got to inject a little Star Wars into some of the things we do.
There we go. Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be that much fun, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
But thank you for that. Thank you for and please go to opennotes/lab to go check out some of this new information about the lab.
Awesome.
Really appreciate both of you being on the program today.
Thank you.
This has been Colin Hung with Healthcare IT Today. We'll catch you on the next episode.